First, we go to Fort Bragg in North Carolina, home of the Army's 82nd Airborne Division. Each year, Fort Bragg hosts a series of ceremonies and parties to honor its military service members. The celebration is called All American Week. This year, Fort Bragg canceled the event. Many of its soldiers are deployed overseas, and in the past few months, several have died in Iraq and Afghanistan. But the post commander insisted one ceremony go on, a memorial for 9 paratroopers killed last month in Iraq. North Carolina Public Radio's Lauren Madelon has this report.
The 82nd Airborne's motto is all the way, as in the unit won't leave until its mission is completed. While politicians debate when the U.S. might leave Iraq, Fort Bragg's 82nd Airborne is trying to stay even-keeled in a violent environment. An Army ensemble set the tone. On April 23rd, 9 airborne paratroopers were killed by a suicide truck bomber, the worst single-day loss for the airborne since Vietnam.
I think as a nation, as long as it's not on their own home front, they don't recognize it as much.
Curtis Marshall's son, Randall, was a scout, killed in that late April truck bombing.
It's a whole lot different when you got a son or a daughter or a nephew or a niece that's in the military. You notice it a lot more.
Marshall was surprised to find his son's name already inscribed in a stone obelisk. He traced his fingers across the letters, remembering one of the last words his son had spoken to him.
Well, it's kind of like a country song says, you know, I'm fighting a war where most of the people at home don't even know I'm there. And like I asked him, I said, what do you think of the war in Iraq? He said, if you've seen the people we're fighting for, Dad, and what they go through every day, you'd understand more of why I feel like I do about what I'm doing.
Sean Futch of Charleston, South Carolina, is mourning his older brother, Eric, who was shot by a sniper near Baghdad.
There's things we could be doing that we're not, and there's things that people just, you know, yeah, oh, we need to get out, but they don't know why. You know, they say the same thing for World War II, World War I. They just blindly talk, yeah, and they don't know.
The Airborne's commander, General Lloyd Austin, answered that question in his prepared remarks before several hundred people at Fort Bragg.
They have volunteered to stand between the American people and those who would threaten our liberties and our way of life. And today we pay tribute to their selfless service and reflect on their comrades who have died in defense of our nation.
Even as the memorial service took place, other 82nd Airborne paratroopers were getting ready for imminent deployment.
All right, Jumpmaster, come on back. Stand in front of your number one jumper, face towards me.
The soldiers were practicing the safe use of their parachutes. 28-year-old Captain James DeFour of Pelham, Alabama, wishes more Americans paid closer attention to the casualties that are now part of life at Fort Bragg.
Think about it like their brother or sister, because that's who we are.
20-year-old Army Specialist Travis Sospe of Gilmer, Texas, agrees.
Our culture today is more fascinated with the pop culture and what people like that are doing than what's going on and, you know, with our country at war. It disgusts me, it really does, but I'm just going to keep doing what I have to do.
A 21-gun salute and taps echoed across the post. Some here said Congress is acting too slowly to fund the war effort. Others who'd lost loved ones said it's time to leave Iraq. Ricky Moore's nephew, Staff Sergeant William Moore, died in that truck bombing last month.
I think we need to be out, yes. I just don't think there's a good plan in place right now, it don't seem to me like. It just looks like we need to come up with a different plan.
Whatever feelings people at this event harbor about the war effort, all grieve over the continued losses of Americans in Iraq and Afghanistan. For NPR News, I'm Lorne Madelon in Chapel Hill, North Carolina.
There is an online slideshow of Lauren Madelon's photos from the ceremony at our website, npr.org. There you can also find a timeline of the war, which notes key moments in the conflict.